拜纳祭司 give not a priesthood.
其实亚伦和他的儿子
Aaron and his son.
但是我们看见没有侍奉
but there is no service.
一直等到膏油膏了
until anointing come upon them
然后一起都活出来
then everything came alive
神就在做事
then God was there
我们记得在民数记节里面
we know in the book of Leviticus
亚伦有两个儿子
Aaron has two sons
拿着和亚庇湖
they drank in the Bible
他们喝醉了酒了
and they drink wine
因为喝醉了酒了
because they drink wine
right?
And they were drunk.
所以结果怎样呢
And what did they do?
圣经说他们用燔火去点香烧香
And then they were told they used strange fire to burn incense.
烧香啊乃是祷告的意思
Burning incense means prayer.
烧香也是敬拜的意思
Burning incense is also worship.
当然做祭司的人应当烧香
Of course, if you're a priest, you ought to burn incense.
敬拜
you ought to worship
应当祷告
you ought to pray
但是他们用燔火来点这个香
but they use strange fires to burn the incense
结果有火从神那里出来把他们烧
this fire came from God and consumed them
因为什么呢
why
因为当祭司啊烧香的时候
when priest burn incense
这个火必须从祭坛上的火取过来
the fire must be obtained from the altar
在利未记第九章告诉我们
Leviticus chapter 9 verse 12
当他们把祭物放在祭坛上的时候
when they put the sacrifice on the altar
就有火从天上降下来
fire descending from heaven
来烧这个祭物
and burn and consume the sacrifice
所以祭坛上的火是从天上降下来
so therefore the fire on the altar came down from heaven
这个火是昼夜不息的
thisFire burns day and night.
你不能用燔火来烧燔祭。
You cannot use strange fire to burn a sacrifice.
你必须要用那天上来的火来焚烧。
You must use the heavenly fire to consume it.
现在你要烧香也是用这个火来烧。
Now you want to burn incense, you must take fire from the altar.
在预表的上面。
In type.
燔火就是代表我们天然的热心
the natural the strength fire represents our natural zeal
我们天然的能力
our natural strength
圣洁的火天上来的火
the heavenly fire the holy fire
就是代表圣灵的能力
it represents the power of the Holy Spirit
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters
今天我们在哪里侍奉圣的时候
what, when we are serving God
我们是用我们天然的热情来侍奉神呢
so are we using our natural zeal to serve God
或者我们是被基督的爱真理来侍奉
or we are constrained by the love of Christ that we serve him
今天我们是用天然我们自己的能力来侍奉神
use our natural effort and strength to serve him
或者我们靠着那天上来的能力来侍奉神
or rely on the heavenly power and strength to serve him
这是一件很重要的
this is a very important thing
因为我们的神是圣洁的
because our God is holy
所以我们不能有燔火来烧香
therefore we can't use strength fire to burn anything
我们知道在旧约的里面
We know in the Old Testament
无论是做祭司的人
Whether you are priest
或者做君王的人
Or you are king
或者做先知的人
Or you are prophet
他们都在被膏油膏
They all need to be anointed with oil
因为那个膏油把它分离为圣
Because the anointing is separating them
那个膏油叫他有能力来侍奉
The anointing gives him power to serve
如果不是膏油的话
If there's no anointing
他就不能做祭司
They cannot be a priest
来侍奉神
They cannot serve God
做先祭
They cannot offer sacrifice
他不能做君王
They cannot be a king
来为神治理
They cannot be king to manage God's affairs.
他不能做先知。
They cannot be a priest.
为神来讲话。
And because spokesman.
因为如果他要为神讲话的话
，He wants to speak for God.
他就讲自己的话。
He'll be speaking out of himself.
如果他有自立的话
，He wants to manage.
他就要照着自己的意思来治理。
He manages according to his own will.
如果他有献祭的话
，He wants to sacrifice.
他也是随着自己来进
行。And he do according to his own will.
所以在圣经告诉我们说。
The Bible tells us, there must be the anointing.
没有膏油的话,
if there's no anointing,
不能侍奉,
there's no service.
当我们知道,
because we know,
膏油在旧约的里面,
in the Old Testament, the anointing oil,
乃是代表圣灵,
it represents the Holy Spirit.
圣灵,
God's Spirit.
生命的能力
the power of the Spirit.
所以我们到了新约的时候,
when it comes to New Testament,
我们看见
We see,
我们的主耶稣,
we see our Lord Jesus.
我们的主耶稣是一个模范的仆人。
Our Lord Jesus is a model servant.
在全宇宙的中间,
in the whole universe,
这一个仆人是个完全的仆人。
This servant is a perfect servant.
我们的主不但是因着圣灵而生的。
Our Lord Jesus was not only was born by the Holy Spirit,
并且我们看见到他三十岁的时候
and when he was at the age of 30,
他就到了约旦河受约翰的洗
he went to the river Jordan to be baptized by John
天就开了
and the heavens opened
圣灵就像鸽子一样
and the Holy Spirit like a dove
就降在他的身上
he's sending upon him
如果你看原文的话
if you look at the original
你知道这个圣灵像一个鸽子一样
the Holy Spirit is like a dove
降在他的身上
came upon him
不但降在他的身上
not only did he send upon him
并且住在他的身上
but abide in him
亲爱的弟兄姊妹 为什么圣灵在这里像鸽子一样呢
why the Holy Spirit is like a dove
因为当我们的主到约旦河去受洗的时候
when our Lord went to Jordan to be baptized
他乃是把自己献上
he was offering himself up
愿意为着我们的罪来做代替
He wants to be an offering as our sacrifice for
所以神就接受了他
And God accepted his offering
生命降下来像鸽子一样
And the Holy Spirit came down like a dove
我们都知道在旧约的时候
We know in the Old Testament
一个人如果很贫穷的话
If the person is very poor
他没有办法献牛献羊
He cannot offer a lamb or an ox
所以他就在这面前献鸽子
And he can only offer a dove
鸽子是穷人的祭物
Dove is the offering of the poor
我们的主在这里做穷人的祭物
Our Lord is a poor for us
如果我们感觉我们是贫穷的
If we realize we are poor
他就是我们的祭物
He is our sacrifice
圣灵降在他的身上
Holy Spirit came upon him
住在他的里面
Remain upon him
叫他能在神的面前做我们的代神
so that he can be a sacrifice on our behalf
圣经也告诉我们说
the Bible also tells us
他满有圣灵
he was full of the spirit
他不但有圣灵的经历
he not only had an experience of the spirit
并且他满有圣灵
he was full of the spirit
你知道这个不同的
there's a difference there
被圣灵充满
To be filled with the Spirit,
那是一个经历
That is an experience.
但是满有圣灵
A full Spirit,
那是一种的光景
It's a condition.
许多的时候
Oftentimes,
我们也许有一些圣灵充满
Often we may have the experience of the feeling of the Spirit.
但是这个经历是暂时的
But this experience is temporal.
你不能说三年前我被圣灵充满
You cannot say 3 years ago I was filled by the Spirit.
那今天你有没有被圣灵充满
Are you filled with the Spirit?
美国常常有人介绍
in the US people often introduce
这个是被你圣灵充满的
this person is filled with the spirit
你问问他
you ask him
什么时候你被圣灵充满
that's when you were filled with the spirit 10 years ago
今天你是否被圣灵充满是不管了
today whether he's filled with the spirit is not important to him
你要看见圣灵不但是我们需要有经历
We not only need experience of the Holy Spirit.
并且我们有满有圣灵。
We are full of spirit.
这是我们日常的光景。
This be our daily condition.
我们的主耶稣满有圣灵。
Our Lord Jesus was full of spirit.
又被圣灵吹出到旷野里。
And the spirit led him into the wilderness.
来受魔鬼的试探。
He tempted by the devil.
为什么原因呢
？Why? 因为他要起来
because he is going to
要做神的工作
he is going to work
他要把那装饰家里的东西要抢夺过来
he wants to take away he put from that stone man his possession
所以他需要把那个装饰捆起来
therefore he wants to buy the stone man
他在旷野的里面
in the wilderness
与仇敌在那里征战
he had conflict with the enemy
因说他胜过了魔鬼
but he overcame the devil
圣经这么说
the Bible says
当他从旷野回来的时候
when he returned from the wilderness
他充满了圣灵的能力
he was full of the power of the spirit
圣灵已经在他的身上
the spirit is already upon him
现在经过那个挑战
through that challenge
那个能力就彰显出来
the power was released
所以他来到这个那拿撒勒的地方
还是为 came to Nazareth
到了一个安息日
and on the Sabbath
他就进到会堂里面
he went to into the synagogue
照着平常的规矩
he do it as he often do
他就站起来了
he stood
他要念这句话
he want to read God's word
你知道在犹太的会堂里头
you know in the Jewish synagogue
有相当的自由
you do have certain amount of liberty
相当的开放
it's quite free
如果有什么人来了
if anybody comes
你可以站起来
you can stand
那么这些人就把圣经就寄给你
and someone will give you the Old Testament
你可以念
you can read
我们的主耶稣站起来了
and our Lord stood
他要念
and he will read
所以广泛会堂的人就把以赛亚书交给他
and then the synagogue keeper brought him the book of Isaiah
主耶稣就把他找到以赛亚
And he opened the book of Isaiah.
他就在那里念这个以赛亚书。
And he read the book of Isaiah.
那里也是告诉我们这样说。
And it says there,
主的灵在我身上。
The spirit of the Lord is upon me.
因为他用膏膏我。
Because he has anointed me.
叫我传福音给贫穷的人。
To preach the gospel to the poor.
差遣我报告被掳的得释放。
He has sent.He has to preach the deliverance to the captive.
瞎眼的得看见。
Recover sight to the blind.
叫那受压制的得自由。
Liberty those who are oppressed.
报告神悦纳人的喜悦。
To preach the acceptable year of the Lord.
把这个书卷关起来了之后。
And he closed the book.
他说这个话就是应验在你们中间。
This word is now fulfilled in your midst.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
我们的主耶稣那三年多的光荣。
In the 3.5 years of our Lord Jesus,
他在那里传道
he was preaching.
他是靠着什么能力来传道呢
What kind of power he relied on his preaching?
主的灵在他的身上
The Spirit was upon him.
神用膏油来膏了他
The Spirit anointed him.
所以他能把福音传给贫穷的人
Therefore, he has the gospel to preach to the poor.
真人叫被掳的得释放
For those who are captive to set them free.
叫瞎眼的能看见
Flying can regain
sight.
And Peter went to the house of Cornelius.
当他在哥尼流家里的时候
and he was in the home.
他也是告诉哥尼流那里的人说
and he told Cornelius' family.
他说我们的主他是借着圣灵在那里工作
Our Lord was relying on the Spirit for his work.
他是周游不成国家
He went from village to village.
他在那里行好好事
and he was doing good.
赶鬼医病
and heal and deliver people from demon possession.
这是众人都知道
and everybody, we are all witnesses.
所以我们知道我们的主在地方他的自费完全是在圣灵的能力
and so we notice that our Lord's service is all in the power of the Spirit.
我们的主他钉十字架
Our Lord was crucified.
希伯来书怎么告诉我们
How does Hebrew tell us?
他是借着永远的灵
By the eternal Spirit.
他把自己献上当作一个祭物
He offered himself up as a sacrifice.
无瑕无疵
Without blame, without fault.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
连我们的主耶稣上十字架也是靠着永远的灵
Even when our Lord just went to the cross He went by the power of the Spirit
当然我们的主从死里复活是借着圣
Of
course, when our Lord rose from the dead, He was risen by the Holy Spirit. Romans 1. So when it comes to the book of Acts,
他在那里吩咐他的门徒，也是靠着圣灵在那里吩咐。
He also asked His disciples to rely on the Spirit for their service.
我们的主一生就与圣灵发生直接的关系。So
our Lord's life is linked up with the Holy Spirit.
一生与圣灵有密切的关系。Intimate
relationship with the Holy Spirit.
所有的侍奉都是靠着圣灵和圣灵的能力。All
His service will rely by the Spirit.
他说，我凭着自己不能做。He
said, I can do nothing by myself.
我凭着自己，我也不能说什么。By
myself, I can say nothing.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这一个就是主给我们看见那个侍奉的榜样。This
is the example the Lord showed us what service really means.
我们看见我们的主升天了。We
see the Lord ascended into heaven.
他就告诉他的门徒说，And
He told the disciples,
你们要等在耶路撒冷。You
must wait in Jerusalem.
圣灵降临在你们身上。Until
the Holy Spirit comes upon you.
你们就要得到能力。
And you will receive power.
为我做见证。
And you will be witnesses to me.
所以你们就回到耶路撒冷。
And therefore disciples return to Jerusalem.
他们有十天的功夫在那里祷告。
And they spend 10 days praying.
一直等到五旬节的那一天。
Until the day of Pentecost.
圣灵就降在他们身上。
And the Holy Spirit came down upon them.
他们就受了圣灵的洗。
And they were baptized in the Spirit.
成了一个身体。
They became a body.
开始就为主做见证。
To be witnesses for the Lord.
Brothers and sisters,
we maybe have to ask a question. This disciple,
they were
with the Lord Himself for 3 years.
They
heard many of the Lord's instructions.
They witnessed
the Lord's work. And they were with the Lord day and night. They saw the life of the Lord Jesus. And even the crucifixion of the Lord they knew about. And even though it was John was the only one who was at the foot of the cross. The rest all scattered. But the fact and reality was there. The resurrection of the Lord Jesus, they also knew about it. Not only heard, but they saw the Lord Himself. You see, these people, they all could be witnesses. They saw, they heard.
为什么就说?
Why the Lord say?
你们要在耶路撒冷,
you have to return to Jerusalem.
等圣灵降临,
will you wait until the coming of the Lord?
你们就要得到能力,
then you receive power.
为我做见证,
be witnesses to me.
有没有这个需要呢?
Is there such a need?
我们以为说我们已经看见了,
we assume we saw,
我们已经听见,
we assume we heard.
为什么不能马上就从耶路撒冷、撒玛利亚以及地基为主做见证?
Why can we not begin to witness for Him?
难道还不够吗?
Isn't that sufficient?
主说,
the Lord say,
还不够,
it's not sufficient.
还是要等候圣灵的能力,
you must wait for the power of the Holy Spirit.
然后你们要去做我的见证,
then you will become my witnesses.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
你在这里看见,
here we see,
虽然我们自己有了经历了,
even though we have some experience,
我们经历了主了,
we experienced the Lord,
我们看见他了,
we saw Him,
我们听见他了,
we heard Him.
但是许多的时候,
but oftentimes,
我们说不出来,
we cannot convey.
许多的时候,
oftentimes,
我们说出来,
what we speak,
人也不相信,
they will not believe us.
我们没有能力,
we don't have power.
我们需要圣灵的能力,
we need the power of the Holy Spirit.
要我们的见证是有能力的见证,
so our witnessing will be powerful witness.
要我们这个人成为有能力的见证,
so that our will be a powerful witness for the Lord.
所以我们知道,
so we know, if we are to serve God today, we need to rely on the power of the Holy Spirit. Brothers and sisters, apart from the power of the Holy Spirit, God will not allow any mixture there.
说到这里,
when we come to this point,
我想要与弟兄姊妹交通一点关于圣灵的事情。
But let us share this matter about the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
因为我知道这个事情在圣灵儿女中间是一个很混乱的一件事。
I know this issue is quite confusing among God's people.
我愿意靠主主的恩典与弟兄姊妹交通一点。
By God's grace, I would like to share a little bit.
我盼望你能打开你的心来接受。
I hope you open your heart to receive it.
如果我所交通的与你过去就实际的不同，
If what I share is not in agreement with yours,
我盼望你把我所交通的带到神里面。
But I wish you would take what I share and bring it before the Lord.
你到神面前去寻求神。
You go and seek the Lord.
如果是出于神的，你接受。
If it's of the Lord, you receive it.
如果不是出于神的，你不要接受。
If it's not the Lord, it's all right.
我盼望弟兄姊妹知道说。
I hope you would understand.
我没有意思要把我自己一点点的灵慧要勉强加在弟兄姊妹的。
Now God has no intention to use his.Views to impose upon you.
不过我知道这件事情太混乱了。
But I believe this issue is very confusing.
所以我愿意趁着这个机会就交通一点。
So I want to use the opportunity to share a little bit.
严格地说
，strictly speaking，
我们所谓圣灵的洗 ，baptism of the Holy
Spirit. What we mean by the baptism of the Holy Spirit?
这个名词在圣经里头是没有的。
We do not find in the scripture.
当然，在中文里头就很难。
But in Chinese, we find it difficult today.
我们中文说圣灵的洗。
In Chinese, there is that translation there. That's the Holy Spirit.
但是我们知道，在原文的里面。
But in the original,
乃是在圣灵里受洗。
It is baptized in the Spirit.
或者用圣灵来洗。
I don't call baptized.With the Spirit.
不是圣灵的洗
That's the It's not the baptism of the Spirit.
因为什么原因呢
The reason.
因为我们在圣灵里面受洗
Because we are baptized in the Spirit.
是我们的元首基督用圣灵来洗我们
It's because the head baptized us.In the spirit.
不过我想，这个名字也不是那么重要。
Now, some of these terms may not be that important.
要是你要知道里面的东西。
What we should know is the content.
所以我们但是就用圣灵的洗了。
So let's use the baptism of the spirit.
今天在一般神的儿女的中间。
Among God's people today.
对圣灵的洗可以说有两个。不同的看法。
There are two different views about the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
当然里面还有许多的知识问题。
Now, of course, there are many other aspects.
但是主要的是两个不同的看法。
But basically, there are two different views.
有一种的看法就是说
，One view for the
faith. 你信耶稣得救了。
After your faith.
但是你需要第二次的经历
You need a second experience
你需要第二次的祝福
You need a second blessing
第一次的祝福叫你蒙恩得救
The first blessing you receive salvation
但是得救了之后
After you are saved
你要追求第二次的祝福
You will seek a second blessing
那就是受圣灵的洗
That is the baptism of the Holy Spirit
你受了圣灵的洗
After you receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit
你就有能力了
Then you will have power
这样你就可以好好地做基督徒了。
And then you can be a good Christian.
那么有人甚至于这样说。
And some even put it this way.
如果你没有受圣灵的洗的话。
If you have not had the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
根本你这个人没有圣灵。
You have no life. You don't have the life.
你没有圣灵。
You have no spirit.
你虽然有生命但是你没有圣灵。
You have life, but you do not have the Holy Spirit.
你必须要受圣灵的洗你才有圣灵。
You must receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit in order to have the Holy Spirit.
当然有的人说不是这样的。
But some people say it's not so.
你可以有圣灵。
You can have the Holy Spirit.
但是你没有被圣灵充满。
But you may not be filled with the Holy Spirit.
所以我们需要圣灵的洗。
So therefore, we need the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
有的人说你受圣灵的洗有什么凭据呢
And some say, what are some of the evidences that you have been baptized in the of the Spirit?
有什么记号呢
What are some of the signs?
有人说说真灵一心一意就是说方言。
And after you've been baptized by the Spirit, you will be able to speak in tongues. If you did not, speak in tongues, you have not had the baptism
of the Spirit.
And some people are a little more moderate. And people among the Pentecostals. He said, if you do not speak in tongues, you do not have the baptism of the Holy Spirit. But in the new charismatic movement, they have a different way of putting it. You can have the baptism of the Holy Spirit without not speaking in tongues. And the tongue is available to you, why won't you speak in tongues? So in other words, you change the water, but you do not change the ingredients. So if you have received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, you receive spiritual gifts. And when you receive this gift, then you can begin to serve God. For those people with this view, they often put their emphasis on the things or doing the things for God. They forget the spirit of service, the great, or the person who serves. This kind of people, I can only put it in a general term. Of course, the exception. In general, this kind of people, their emphasis is on the work. They often ignore the one who serves. So in their life, they come short of grace. What was the result? Even though they have great gifts, even though they have do something, they can do something. Because the person was wrong, therefore in the end they destroy their own work. This is a shortcoming of the people of this view. There's another view. After you receive the Lord, you already received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit not only gives you the life of Christ, and Christ also used the Spirit to baptize you into Him. Once the moment you believe, you already received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. You cannot repeat Pentecost. Because the baptism of the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost is for the church, not for the individual. It is historical in nature. So all those who are in the Lord, we already received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. What we need now, we need to focus on the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. Obey the anointing from within. Then if we do that, we will have the outflow of that life. Then we will have the power to serve God. Of course, this view, it has its difficulties. Because it emphasizes on the inner life of the Lord within. And so inwardly, they do have some knowledge of the Lord Himself. Oftentimes, even though inside they are full, but cannot throw out.
All
stuck in
他没有这个能力来交通出来。
There's no power to release what they have inside.
好像是这水池里头水是积满了。
So it's a water reservoir.
对，但是没有管子把它流出来。